Many fishermen in the village found their boats in the same condition that Kiko's father had found his. Others realized that their boats had been completely swept away by the floodwaters. This was not good news for the village, because most families made their living fishing. To make matters worse, there was no electricity in the village after the storm, and there were shortages of supplies. The government had begun to send aid to the village, which helped, but people were more preoccupied with how they were going to repair their boats so they could begin to work again. Kiko was more determined than ever to help his father after seeing how worried he was. His father was not able to work for days because of the damage to his boat and his equipment. Kiko spent his mornings with his father repairing the boat and mending broken fishing nets. In the afternoons, Kiko worked as a volunteer for a group that was helping families repair their homes, boats, and fishing nets. Kiko and his friends took down their volleyball net and repaired it so it could be used for fishing once again. Kiko's father was proud of his son. Unlike some other boys in the village who preferred to be mischievous, his son volunteered to help other families rebuild their lives. Kiko and his friends had been working hard on a home about a block from the sea when they decided they needed a break. They headed toward the beach to relax. As the friends approached the beach, several strange objects scattered on the white sands caught their attention. Some of them were shining brightly.